All right,
rider, rider, ride. It's so freaking amazing to be back. Literally, it's been like 2 months since I recorded the last episode, and these last 2 months have just come by so freaking fast that I even forgot to realize that I ever had a podcast. And the place where it has led me is like just so that you know, like, it's been true that I haven't really been posting any podcasts, like in the last few weeks. But at the same time, I've just been recording quite a lot of videos just for myself, for the sake of just kind of getting back to all learning points and stuff. And interestingly enough, like every single day at least, I just have a few notes that I write down that, okay, geez, like these are the things that I should have learned today or that I should have implemented and stuff. And yeah, today, I guess I'm not sure how long it's going to be. Perhaps it's going to be a bit longer. Perhaps it's going to be very, very long, but we're going to see. I'm just not going to constrain myself with all of the stuff. I'm just going to be very honest. I'm going to be very upfront, perhaps recording it for a future version of myself that whenever he will be, whenever I will be freaking bored, 85 years old on the chilling somewhere playing golf, I just tell myself like, ah, Jesus, I'm gonna go and listen to these podcasts that I was recording, being 22 years old and not knowing anything about anything. So, all right, where do you even kick this off? Like the first thing that I guess I won't really implies that like it's been literally the most fucked up idea to stop recording this podcast for the sake of your like just keeping up the loop, keeping up the system going on, and just it's very bad if you just don't do something that you've been doing for a regular period of time, because it's compounding on itself. So despite not having any views, like for sure these videos aren't really getting that many views, but it's just a method that I'm sharing all the things that I've learned with you. So yeah, where to even kick this off right now? I guess I just want to imply something. I've literally done what I've planned to do in the first place, which is working 16 hours a day without pretty much taking any stop. I started on the 6th of November or 5th of November 2023. Just being very upfront and honest, it's been just a method that I was using to cope with my feeling of desperation. Just okay, like shit, things weren't really working out the way that I was expecting them to work out, or I still had school to do and I wanted to accomplish many things beside that. So I just told myself like, oh shit, like we better really get serious about the things that we want to achieve. So I just told myself like, okay, Jesus, I'll just go ahead. And that time I was still thinking about going to Stanford, going to the classic route, or just, yeah, kind of getting there. And the thing that I've done was that I just kind of told myself like, okay, I'm just going to leave everything on the line. I'm going to sacrifice 100% of the things that I have in my life, including my relationships, including my family, including everything else that I've actually got on in my life. And I'm just going to go for it. And what has happened is that, what has happened? Yeah, I guess like everything has kind of gone on the right track, I would say. Almost everything. Missed two KPIs in school that I was aiming for. Almost 4.0 for the last two semesters, but not fully 4.0 GPA. And yeah, but then decided just I wouldn't really go for Stanford and that stuff, because it's not really the way that I want to be growing, or like the way that I can I envision my life and stuff. And then from there on, it's what else should I say? Like, there are so many things that I could be really speaking to you about that it's pretty hard just to find one sweet thingy that I could even tell you that would perhaps even have a certain point of reflection or certain point of impact on whatever the heck you're trying to achieve in the first place. So, yeah, I've done that. Then kind of gotten back to my business stuff, like quite a lot of restructuralization going on there, or have been going on there, and finishing university. Right now we're in a point that I will have my college finish in about, like, the last time that I have to go there is in about 5 days from now, 24th of June, and I will have it done, I guess, like, on the, I'm not sure, like, in the half of July or stuff. Mentally, it's the hardest thing for me right now, like, literally one of the hardest things that I've ever done in my life, like, not the hardest in terms of how much work I should do, but the hardest in terms of patience, that I'm just, literally, the last semester, last 5 months have been the, or 4 or 5 months have been the toughest months of my life. Physically, in terms of my psychics and stuff, been literally feeling the worst that I've ever felt. Just kind of waiting for this all to end, without seeing any return on my investment and stuff, and just it's been kind of tough, like, literally, being very upfront and honest. And in terms of, like, locking yourself in a separate room for 8 months straight, then kind of speaking to this quite a lot to my dad, since he's the person that I, it's just been like a total new level of how much do you really want it, and like, just how much are you really willing to sacrifice. And I'm not sure if I didn't really take it too far. I've hanged out with friends 3 times within a period of 8 months, and yeah, just gonna been quite a lot. Right now, I really feel that I've literally hit the point of, like, I'm breaking, like, in terms of everything. Now, I'm not sure if I should be really speaking about this year, but, like, whatever. Like, there's, that's the feeling that if you achieve something, you never know when you peaked. A great example of that was me with fitness, like, in terms of how I looked like when I was 17, I was in the best physique that I've ever been in. Not saying that right now, if I would just get into a shape, like, get on a diet and just get more focused, I would be in a way better shape, but, like, that's a different thing. Yeah, but there are just so many different things that I could be really speaking about. So, essentially, if I should just kind of run it down, or even, like, pinpoint the specific areas where I was failing very hard in the last few months, or just kind of repeating my, I'm not repeating the mistakes that I've been doing in the past. That's a great question. The big thing that I still have to learn is the thing that I, like, literally say no to really great opportunities to go and pursue the best ones for you. At least, like, just having a very clear vision for yourself. Otherwise, you become a part of a vision of someone else. That's, like, a very important point. The second thing is that, like, the longer you're doing something, the better you get. Like, I still remind myself of, like, okay, in fitness, you see the best results in fitness after 3 years that you're actually doing it. And everything has just led me to this point of absolute commitment, or at least I really feel that it's absolute commitment. In between these 8 months, like, I guess, like, for many people, would a great thing for me, not really a great thing, because it makes me to, makes me need to make another decision, which is essentially, okay, am I going to quit university, master's degree? I'm at a position that my mother is just telling me, like, oh, you should go and pursue master's and stuff. And I'm just like, oh, shit, like, literally no way. Hell, I'm going to do that. And yeah, it's literally, like, the amount of work that I've been doing. I'm gonna be very honest, like, literally in terms of how I approach it, I really feel that I fucked up, straight out fucked up, because it's true that you can get yourself to do work, but there's a different spin on whether you're working or what you're working on, if you're working and making progress, or if you're working and staying on the same place. I've like tracked 3,500 hours, 1,000 hours out of that was just pure school. 1,500 or 1,400 was education in terms of like acquiring skills, working on my skills, just practicing and stuff. And about like 800 to 900 hours was actually just pure work, including these podcasts, including other work that I've done. And regardless of whatever the fuck I tried, like how many energy drinks I've drunk in a day, how many, whatever the fuck you think of, I've tried it all, or at least not all, but just done quite a lot of that. Wasn't really able to move the ball forward because I've been balancing three things. I've onboarded one client, a great friend of mine, just kind of been working on a few projects of his. Really successful guy, really looking up to him, a very, very great guy. And yeah, at the same time, I've just kind of been balancing my projects as well as what else have I been? Yeah, as well as school. Like still, like literally, despite me having the last 10 credits to finish the semester, it's been the most draining stuff that I've ever done. Just waiting. And even right now, like shit, like I have everything that I need, but I still need to wait like one fucking month for them just to give me the results, like that I finally passed and stuff. And I'm just like, it's driving me crazy. So in the meantime, what I actually done, I tried to do it the first time. I just booked a trip to Denmark because I always wanted to check out Scandinavia. I booked it and I fell asleep and I didn't want to wake up. I just told myself like I should, like, let's it was like a $14 flight ticket from Vienna to Denmark, so I just booked it. And in the end I didn't go because I just told myself like, oh shit, like fuck it, let's just work. I'm just gonna be working, like right now it's gonna be fucking all out. I'm just gonna work. And then like literally 3 days after that, I wasn't able to do anything, which is very interesting. All the time, like in June, July, August, like for some reason, I'm just not able to do any work. Or like that might be a like just mental bullshit that I'm telling myself, but whatever, I just like, that's my experience. Like I tried it in 2022, 23 and 24, but it's all about the motivations that you have. Like for sure, if you're forced, you can do what you can get yourself to do whatever the fuck you want. So I've been there. I didn't go there. Went back to Slovakia, spent some time with my father. Like that was one of the, it's getting down in terms of the amount of work that I'm doing. Like in June, I'm just getting really hitting the limits. And it's like, just literally you're starting to realize that like, oh bro, like you hit 3,500 work hours of work. Like it's shit ton a lot. And like imagining, you know, like, okay, what have you been doing when you were 22 years old? Like just locked inside a room for 8 months straight, just studying and just doing some other stuff. So yeah, that's the first part. What else? Yeah, so, but then I just kind of like took a second shot, like, okay, bro, like, let's just kind of fucking go. So I just booked a ticket to Denmark. Booked a ticket to Denmark. I flew there at like, the flight was like 10 p.m. I came there at about midnight and I was like, oh shit, like let's fucking go on a trip. I was just with my backpack and not too much stuff, just my notebook, just to be able to do some stuff. And so I was in Denmark and I booked a bus from Copenhagen to Stockholm. It was like a 9 hour or 10 hour or maybe 12 hour bus ride, I'm not sure, maybe even more, maybe 14 hour, I'm not sure. 10 hour. We left at 8, we came here to Stockholm like at 6. So I just booked that, and the entire night I was just walking around Copenhagen. The sun came out at like 3 a.m so it was pretty sick. And then went to Stockholm, from Stockholm to Helsinki, and from Helsinki I went to Tallinn, and from Tallinn, Tallinn, Estonia, I went to Latvia, Lithuania, and like then just back Poland, Czech Republic, and here back again to Vienna. So just a quick trip. I was destroyed as fuck, but it kind of gave me that, oh shit, like life's about different things, and I finally see people, because it's quite a, like, it's as a 22-year-old male, you feel that you're in prime. Well, most of the other people that you're surrounded with are either partying or just enjoying their life, and you're just kind of like, shit, you're spending your time locked inside a room. Yeah, so that was kind of one of the things that came to my mind. Just kind of going, traveling a bit more. The same thing I did last week. I just booked a ticket to Serbia. Didn't go in the end because for some reason I wanted to go to visit a new countries that I've never been to before, but didn't do that in the end. And right now I was just like kicking myself in the ass because last week I wasn't really able to do anything else, and I'm just like, shit. So, having had done these 3.5K hours, I just feel so drained and stuff, and just we are gonna be starting transitioning to a whole new level of operations and business and stuff, and like I wanna take this really seriously because like it's been true that okay shit, like I've been to university and I didn't really take that much care of my business, or yeah, like comparing myself to other people who have been purely in business there, like just leaps forward in front of me, and it's just gonna important to realize that for me, or like seeing other people doing way better, having had made different decisions, and it's just also kind of something interesting to think about. There are guys, like one guy that I know, he has personally dropped out of the university. The same, like he's been a classmate of mine. He has scaled his agency to about, I'm not sure, like he's driving about 40 million to 45 million euros a year for his clients. Just super successful guy in e-com, and I'm not sure if also online coaching and stuff, so he's really great. And then also other guys in my surroundings, like just they have experienced really big glow up. In terms of me, just if you should I be very open with you as well, I guess that would be also a thing I'll rather just do. Or even like today, I just have zero energy for bullshitting and stuff. And I feel right now like I'm speaking to someone else, finally, because I didn't really speak to anyone else for a pretty long period of time, believe it or not. It just kind of feels quite lonely. So, yeah, I'm just gonna more open, I guess, than any time before. So, before that, I was pretty much just, throughout October last year, I just completely stopped all the activities I was just doing. I was pretty much just had some cash that I've earned in the past and just went 100% into school for about 4 or 5 months with that. So I pretty much ran my cash reserves very low. And only in January or so, we started kicking things back off and gotten myself here. And right now, I just kind of made a transition that from about 10 days from now, I'll just be kind of going ahead with all the projects and being fully reliable on myself. So, looking back, like it's very hard to understand. Like, I would say like decision making is very, very hard in a way that you have to look on your all the decisions that you like, for sure, like minimizing the regrets that you might have, and like there's just so many different things going into everything that you want to achieve, but like just looking back at all the where to even start, breaking down all the things I want to speak about. Like there's kind of big thing regarding like the dark side of the industry. Big caveat to this is like, for example, in the steroids and inside the fitness industry, that you have just juiced up bodybuilders who are selling supplements. I mean, like just the ethicality or of these steps that the people are taking, like okay, just guys get juiced up. There's this one guy, I won't really say much about him. Like his name is Simeon Panda, and he has in the past admitted that he's actually been using some PEDs, like performance enhancing drugs. If you look at him, he's huge. He's a classic physique in terms of how he actually looks like. So, he's been using PEDs, and him getting to the point where actually speaking to other people that he hasn't really been using PEDs and just selling supplements and stuff. It's very, and even in itself, like for example, like guys like Sylvester Stallone or even Jeff Bezos, which is very interesting, has gotten on TRT, like testosterone replacement therapy, and just like we can really see him buffed up. When he was 30 years old, he looked like a nerd and just like very from a maybe like a mating point unattractive to woman or stuff. But if you look at him right now, he's just like buffed up. He looks at 60 way better than he looked when he was like 30 years old, which is very interesting. But yeah, like that kind of things, like because when you're getting older, it's very hard to just kind of look good, and with your testosterone just going down, TRT becomes more of an option, as always. So yeah, it's kind of very interesting just to be looking at the backside of the industry. What else? I guess, yeah, like just you kind of learn by doing things and not doing them perfectly and just kind of trying out more. And that has also been a kind of a thing that inspired me to take the steps that I've actually taken. Just cutting 100% of the things that I'll be doing and just going 100% on actually what the long-term vision of mine is. Because there are certain limits that you can hit while working on certain projects, and stuff. It's interesting just to be kind of realizing that and looking at things from a different perspective. Though right now, in terms of what should I share with you? My view on life, how has this changed? I'm not sure if I should really be speaking about this right now, since I'm feeling really, I don't really feel that I have too much juice inside me after working for such a long period of time, like 8 months and stuff, like just literally being doing it all. I've told myself, like, okay, let's leave nothing behind, like, let's just do 100% of the effort that I can do, and let's just see kind of where we go. My view on life, you can, I'm not sure. Like, life just seems so improbable in a way, and you just kind of feel that, okay, you're just going to be following a certain profile of a future that you create, and you just feel that there's going to be one point where you're eventually going to be feeling happier. But I'm not sure if that ever comes. Like, for sure, you are kind of happy with the stuff that you achieve, and but other than that, it's much rather about, oh shit, like, for me, it's a lot about standards. Like, for example, I'm kind of a big guy in terms of like just really choosing the people who you spend your time with, or at least like I know that, like, it's literally been spending it, if you're spending 3.5K hours in 8 months, leaving yourself just 8 hours for sleep, even though I haven't been really getting that much sleep. In terms of, for example, dating, like there have been many instances where I could have gotten myself into dating situations in the past, but that just didn't go for them. The main reason for me is that I just kind of wasn't somehow interested in that, or like there was just, yeah, like just really choosing the best, I guess. Like just being able to pass good opportunities and saying no to good opportunities, just for the sake of having clear vision of what the best opportunity that could be presented to you looks like, and going for that specifically. But yeah, so like that could be the summary of my view on life and stuff. My view on business, or even like the view on life, yeah, like just living your life with the sake of feeling that there's gonna be one point in the future where you will eventually feel happier. I'm not sure if that exists. You have like these feel, like for example, I've been to Dubai this year with some guys, and just, okay, we stayed at one great place in Dubai, and I was like, oh shit, like the first thing was in my mind, like, oh shit, like I have a goal that I want to hit 3,700 hours until the end of June, and I wasn't working. I was like, oh shit, I'm so fucking stressed out. And that was in March. And I was like, oh shit, like I should record an episode of this podcast, but I'm not recording it. I was like, ah shit. And then we went into like a water park, and I was like, again, okay, like again, like, oh shit, like I fucking hate this shit. Like I literally didn't enjoy it at all. And like, we again went, for example, for dinner, and I ate like so much sweet stuff and like pizza and burger and french fries and like all the things that you can imagine, like 6,000 calories. Under Burj Khalifa, and I was like, okay, and again, like, oh shit, like, I fucking screwed my physique once again. And so, yeah, like, my view in life, I'm not sure if I'm the most qualified person to be speaking about this. You have to be very clear about what you want to get from your life. And just be very clear and ask for it. Like, you get what you ask for. Like, I'll just summarize it like this. Like, you'll get what you ask for. The main thing that I'm also battling with myself is just kind of feeling that you're the person deserving to receive the things that you ask for. I guess, like, that's fucking up more people than it should be. Because I've been working, like, 10 hours a day, even for less than a minimum wage in the past. And stuff, like, yeah, many things have happened. Yeah, so kind of like make the fortune favors the brave. And in business, like, the sooner you get into a market and just get positioned, the better your chances of success are, because, like, the more wins you have underneath your belt, and based on that, you can present yourself as a person who is able to produce results and drive growth. So just about that. Maybe another view of my life is just, like, literally, for some reason, I've been really thinking that, okay, like, my life until age of 30 will have no reason at all. Looking at it from a bit different perspective. When you're in your 20s, you're pretty much just exploring the world, and just this exploration is great. And when you get into 30s and just, like, you're gonna start thinking about family and stuff, you're just gonna get into a predefined schedule of doing the same things over and over again, or at least most people do. So even Sylvester Stallone, one of the most accomplished Hollywood actors as well, if you just watch his documentary, it was great. Also, point of view for me is that until you're like 30 years old, your entire life feels like addition. But once you get into your 30s, 40s, 50s, you start to embrace subtraction. And in the end, like, despite achieving all the things, you really feel like you don't really have any much at all. Really interesting point of view, kind of depressive, but, like, also it makes sense that once you get older, like, okay, like, when you're young, like, let's say you're 20 years old, 22 years old as me, you kind of get into your 30s, like, you still have your family. For example, me, I still have full stack family, my two grandfathers, my grandmother, like, we're just a strong family, my parents are young, healthy, whatever. We can go on a holiday whenever we want. My family is, I'm not sure if they're wealthy, but they're kind of well off as well. Not sure if I can consider ourselves to be millionaires or stuff. Maybe yes. Net worth, our family, maybe yes. I guess yes. So we are millionaires, technically. Not 1 million in a bank, not considering myself, but for sure, our family, perhaps yes. But that's a different thing. So when you're in your 30s, like, everything is your, like, until 30s, everything is your addition. You get children, you get wife, you have your first accomplishments, you scale your business, whatever, you just achieve whatever the fuck you want. You look great, but until, like, 30, and when you turn 30 or 40 years old, like, slowly, like, things start to subtract. Like, for example, you lose some family members because of old age, whatever. You, for example, lose some of your gains because you kind of get older. You have lower testosterone, meaning, like, it's way harder for you to upkeep the muscle. Your parents get older. You have new responsibilities piling up and stuff. And most importantly, you have less time. But when you get into your 70s or, like, 60s, 70s, you lose your parents. You might have your children, which is, like, a addition, but at the same time, you're losing time because, like, oh shit, like, you're losing energy. So, like, regardless of what you want, regardless of how much money you have, you won't really have, like, that energy that you once had, and, like, stuff. It's not gonna get that much better. It's only gonna be down the road from there. So yeah, you kind of get there, and like that's the thing. Like, there's a point where you're kind of like, so to say, peak in a way, like you really have the most wealth in your life, but then it's just kind of starting to go down the road. Maybe just my point of view on that. Like, for sure, there might be people who might be more qualified to speak about this, at least right now, just presenting my perspective. So, yeah, that was kind of my view on that. Second off, I just realized that I wanted to watch one video. If you wanna, like, I'm gonna split this into two ways, or even like, I'm gonna, I guess, transition this podcast to speaking about business, because that's kind of like the my major realizations that I'm gonna be presenting to you over the upcoming time that we're gonna spend together. And I guess, like, in majority, being upfront, honest, like the 160 episodes that I've recorded before, the main reason why I've done that is just because of me. The amount of help and support and everything else that those episodes have given me in the first, I'm not sure how many days it has been, that I've just been kind of locked in my inside of my room, just working on school or other things, has been just immense, like just literally immense. Without that, I wouldn't be able to drive, or wouldn't have been able to drive the progress that I've driven and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm not sure where I've ended before, but like, yeah. In terms of these hours, or like even the rule of hours or stuff like that, I've realized that there's certain correlation in terms of actually investing more hours and getting something in return. But for me, I'm perhaps even planning to just take 2 months off, or maybe like a month off, or like just my plan is to travel to all countries in Europe just for the sake of doing that. For sure, I probably won't just blow my budget. So I'll just be trying to do it in a respectful manner right now, in terms of like all the expenses that I have going on. Won't really be trying to play it as a big boulder and stuff, and just will be kind of working in a different way. But yeah, Jesus Christ, what's this? The time pays off. You just kind of get a much better nuance in terms of what you can do that you can't really replicate anywhere else. It's very interesting just to have a look on that. Yeah, like the nuance, the precision, the everything else that you can gain out of that is just immense. But at the same time, it just comes at a, such a fucking huge cost that, like, you can get way further ahead, and way, there are way more sustainable options, such as working 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day, or whatever else. Like, that's just kind of more sustainable option, in my opinion, I guess. All right, what else? Da-da-da. Then also, I've read again Principles, or just a few books by Ray Dalio. I guess, like, and even right now, as I was going to record this episode, I was just listening to today. I listened to like 3 books, or technically, yeah, I'm reading the fourth book in a period of 24 hours. Just very upfront again, like, I just literally feel I'm burning out, so. That's one of the things that you're using actually to cope with everything. I should like just kind of read a book. Yeah, full out books. So the hours work, but like the big learning point is that you can just get way further ahead if you just hire employees and have other people working on your behalf, rather than just to try and figure all the shit out yourself, working yourself to the ground, and just kind of sacrificing all of your life, because that's just a thing that won't fucking work. You just gonna get to have to get your shit together and just do whatever the fuck else you want. Like, there's another way that you can go about this. Yeah, so hiring employees and building system. Yeah, I'm getting kind of tired of recording this. Ah, Jesus. Traveling and just getting yourself some time off, I guess, is very important. In a way, that's like just literally, you have to, even like right now, it has kind of gotten from a place in November where I was starting out, like, oh shit, like, let's go and conquer. Like, right now, it has gotten to a place, like, oh shit, like, very dark. Like, oh, bro, like, I'm fucking gonna work myself to the ground. And that's getting fucking dark. So, yeah. There are certain people in the world that I really observe, and they're very interesting in a way that they're, like, all the time very, very positive, in a way that they're just kind of thinking very straight and having very positive goals and stuff. And yeah, that has kind of been an interesting factor as well, that you have to be thinking positively, you have to be rewarding yourself, because that upgrades your identity of the person who you are, and the identity of the person who you are kind of helps you get deals down the road and stuff like that. All right, so that was at least in terms of my work schedule and stuff. I am fully prepared to just give myself like 2 months off, literally just doing nothing. More than psychologically, more than physiologically, I just need to get my psyche back together, because like literally psychologically, I'm just fucked up. this kind of just drives it to the ground. Normal person works like 1.5K hours in a year, and I've just done 2x that. So more than 2x that. It's just fucking nuts. So yeah, like actually I want to probably travel to all the countries that are in Europe, just for the sake of doing that. I guess like as a graduation trip, I'll just book myself a ticket to go to Iceland for like 2 days and stuff. I'm not probably gonna sleep, but just for the sake of excitement, just to go there. If you ask me, I'm not really excited at all. Like, I don't really want to travel. Even the trip that I've done to Scandinavia, I didn't really want to do that. I just kind of forced myself to do that for the sake of, I'm like, bro, you just can't really keep living like this. Okay, so let's kind of break down my main learning points in business and stuff. And just kind of try to share a bit of these experiences with you. So first off, like the wealth that you have right now is uncomparably better than what you could have gotten when you were. There's this one entrepreneur that I've been kind of watching in the past. I can tell you his name. Jesus, that was some kind of video, but never mind. What's the name? Give me a second. I will just find the name of the person. I'm not sure what the hell. Yeah, this Gurbash Single Shahal. I'm sorry if I mispronounced the name. Like, it's a very interesting entrepreneur, because at the age of 16, he has dropped out of high school and he has started an advertising agency in like 1996 or so. And within 3 years, it was actually an ad network, and he has scaled it to, I'm not sure, like quite good numbers in terms of revenues. And then he has sold it off to Yahoo for like 30 million at the age of 19. Which is interesting. And then he has went to actually scale a different company. And at the age of like 26, he sold the second company for more than $300 million. And just looking at some videos from back then when he has achieved that, like essentially if you look at a successful entrepreneur, even in these terms, like you have two ways that you can pursue. Now, based on my experience, been in this industry in a way for 7 years. The first one is branding, and it's sort of building a business to sell it off. And the second one is just online coaching or like whatever, like just really trying to extract as much value as you can from the industry in a way that you actually extract the value, whatever. So he has been brought up in Silicon Valley, so that's a different thing. But it's a way that you can really get a lot of value out of the market. or at least like if you want to really get rich, this is one of the ways that many people pursue, that you just kind of build a business to sell it off. And there's a difference between building a business to sell it off and building a business just to extract cash out of it. Because the coaching business is okay. Like, for example, Grade Me, I launched a course business way down the road, a few years ago, more than a year ago, and whatever. Like, we did some revenue, pretty interesting revenue, but at the same time, I just like kind of, you can't really sell it off. Like, what I'm gonna, who's gonna buy that? But on the other hand, you're just gonna build a platform without your name. You build like an ad network, something that could be captured by someone else, and then you kind of just sell it off. So, yeah, that's kind of interesting. You can do that as well. Yeah, and looking at his life, like he was presenting all, like he was living the life in 1997 or like 2006. I'm not sure, like videos though. Having a new apartment in San Francisco and stuff like that. But like there are just so many different externalities that you can be looking at, and it's very interesting. Actually, like one of the best people, like who lived the best life, like literally one of the best life, at least from my perspective and like from knowing many people, are just like the girls. I'm not sure about guys and also a few guys that have gone on and worked for Emirates as stewards and like pilots and stuff. Literally traveled the entire world. You stay at 5-star hotels and just are able to experience all of the world, like something that I've always been kind of excited about. So yeah, but that's a different thing. Yeah, so where, and yeah, and on the other hand, you have the kind of a businesses that you could just kind of go ahead and build a brand and sell a course, and like that industry is going forward. Also, again, like you have many instances or many ways that we can really approach that. You can go for online. Yeah, there are just so many different things that you can do. And the industry is just pushing itself forward because there are just so many different people entering, and like still organic social media is quite strong and stuff. And it's interesting just to be kind of having a look on that, and just going to be taking chance on going for that. Yeah. Okay, I might be recording future videos about my findings from this. At least, like, literally spent one entire year working here for many people, just studying this crap so I can just share their experiences with you. Yeah, and I'm gonna finish like two hundred more hours of work until the end of June, which is like 2 more weeks or so. So I'm gonna share also experiences with you. I can also just kind of give you my 2 cents on university and how I really feel about that. My mother is just super excited that I'm finishing it. I mean, she's not super excited. She's super depressed that I'm not planning to take the master's. So yeah, that's kind of like just driving me crazy and nuts as well. Being so to say forced to make a decision that's not going to so to say make her happy in a way. But at the same time, me myself, I'm not sure if I would have attended it second time if I would have the option. Being still a great university, it's just like literally took so much of my time, and just seeing other people who don't really have the education that I have, or so to say that many people think that this is education, being way further ahead in terms of like actually getting themselves established or well set off in their life. And being honest, like literally I'm starting from zero, just absolute zero, in terms of where I am, just building from the ground up. I could have literally just spent 4 years just building something else, getting myself somewhere, and right now we're still on zero, which sucks. I'm almost 23 years old, so it's for everyone just to kind of make a decision for his life. Being here, you don't really, I'm not sure like what's the flashy thing in life right now. You don't really meet very happy people here, or I guess like working a job for the rest of their lives. Very, very unsocial people. I guess like you don't really learn many things about like the real things that how business is done, like caring for people. But in university, like everyone is super fucking unsocial. Yeah, right now I'm getting so fucking angry at the whole thing, so I probably won't just be continuing anymore with this crap, because otherwise this could turn into a fucking diss track for school. Yeah, just kind of feeling that I've wasted 3 years of my life at this point. So if there's a person who wants to make a decision whether to go in university or just gonna make a decision whether to pass it off, I'm gonna leave the decision up to you. It's your thing to make a decision about. Like, today there are so many different ways and pathways how you can succeed. One caveat, like, you'll always require quite a lot of hard work, and for me, like, the last 8 months has just been kind of really trying to find a way, okay, like, what does hard work really mean? How hard can you really work? And based on, like, what I found out, I kind of, like, just, okay, like, just discovered that, okay, this might be hard work, or this hard work reason. And yeah, I guess I'm not sure if there's anything much else to say. What else could I share with you? Or share with the future version of myself, whatever else. It's important for you to just, or at least my point of view, it's knowing, what would I say to a younger version of myself? That's a hard question to answer because I don't really remember how stupid I was when I was 19. And the whole world has just changed so fucking completely in these 3 years that it's just kind of hard to make a decision. But you just kind of have to sacrifice or be prepared to sacrifice a lot in your life. Mainly, you have to be prepared to grow, and just the main thing that you have to have is just the feeling that you're okay with being looked at as being a fucking idiot. And when you have that, I don't really have that much, but I will probably train it in the future months. Then you will succeed. Like, that's only the thing that's really separating the people who actually achieve something from the people who don't. And the practical experience within an industry is the most crucial thing that you need to have. That's the only thing. And there's, yeah, I guess that's it. Right now we are recording for about 47 minutes. I'm getting super exhausted from this. I'm not sure if there's anything else that I would like to share with you right now. Just perhaps like things that I would have perhaps told to my younger version of myself. I'm not sure. Like, there are these different levels to the game that you just gonna feel that there's gonna be a fucking place in your life where you will finally feel, oh shit, like, I fucking made it. But that moment never comes. Or at least for me, it has never come yet. For sure, I didn't really earn millions yet or achieved any other thing that I would perhaps, that would perhaps make me feel accomplished in a way of the things that I'm doing. But at the same time, it's just, you fly to Miami, you feel great. Or you feel like it should make you feel great. But in a way, just like, okay, the only way why I felt better when I was in Miami was because it kind of made me feel important. And many people want to feel important because that's the way how you don't really get out of the game of being irrelevant. Irrelevant and irrelevancy in the last 8 months, like, just literally been one of the things that has just really literally been driving me crazy. In a way of me not engaging in the market, me not doing any things just to move my business forward, but rather just kind of staying on the ground and waiting for myself just to finish university. So, in a way of like actually accomplishing something great, I have finished university with a GPA of 2.0, which is like just B, yeah, a B. Not the best, like, for sure. I've wanted to drop out at least 4 times, but in the end finished it. on the long horizon, I don't really see a big reason in terms of actually pursuing wealth as your final destination, because it's not that much about the destination, but much rather about the journey that you take. Because like fuck, like been on a conference, guy had 20 million in 20 billion in the bank, sold the company for 20 billion, and he's been like 8 years old. You have 20 billion in the bank, but you have 20 bricks in the bank, but you can't do shit with that because you're too freaking old. So that's a thing, like as I said, like you just feel that your life is a addition. You're just adding stuff to your life, everything is gonna get better and better. But there is a certain point that you realize that oh shit, like regardless of how hard you try, like the shit will just start to go a bit south. And there's no way around it. Just my point of view on that. I guess everyone is just trying to be so fluffy and everything is gonna be great in life and stuff like that, but you're just gonna have to embrace the reality at a certain point. That not everything is just gonna get better, like things are gonna get bad, might get bad pretty soon. And it's just about yourself, just to prepare yourself for all things just going a bit south. Other ways, just a different perspective. My physique has went way down. This is the worst physique that I've ever had, or at least in the last few years, in terms of working just so fucking much. But yeah, it's a thing that has kind of worked, and right now I'm just gonna get myself to 2 months off, like just literally doing perhaps nothing. First, gonna travel Europe, and then perhaps if I'm gonna get very excited about all the things, I'm gonna move to Southeast Asia for a bit. I have one gym there. I have a few friends there. They're doing really great in e-commerce, so I just gonna wanna get myself inside a community of people who are really crushing it in terms of like crushing it in a way as I want to get myself to crush it in the future. Because like in terms of exploiting opportunities and stuff like that, unfortunately, school doesn't really teach you that. And yeah, like in itself, if you look at yourself, you have just so many other things that perhaps other people might be really looking up to you. And like, there are so many other young guys that I essentially look up to in a way that they have many things that I don't have. Like, in a way that they're taking action and they're being proactive. For sure, like, they might not have many things that I have, the university and stuff like that, but yeah, for sure. From the beginning, I've done university because I failed at like five businesses in the beginning, or like six or seven. Pretty much just got myself into a position where I've lost everything that I've had, and I didn't have a. I for sure I had a second option, like just going out to the streets with $0 in my name, or just going inside university, having pretty much everything paid off by my parents. So that was at the age of 19. I've kind of like just started to experiment with business at the age of like, yeah, for sure. Like, there were a few experiences here and there at the age of 15, 16, 17. At the age of 18, I've gotten myself to finance, just selling insurance and stuff. But I quit that because I've gotten a different opportunity just to work close-handedly, but with a person who I thought had enough money, but he was an MLM owner, like owner of a multi-level marketing company. Just was driving a Ferrari, had all the like just the flashy things you can really think of. So I was mentored by him. He told me that I should invest like 10K into his company, just to secure a better position, whatever. Like I've gotten, yeah, I've just saved some money and like had some money in my account. So I was just like, oh fuck, like this is gonna be an inspiring story. We're gonna like this is gonna be the story that I'm gonna be telling to other people until the end of my life. Like, oh fuck, I just made a decision. So yeah, long story short, I ended up investing like 10K, which was all the money that I had, into this company, thinking that it would be the thing that would change my life. And within about 3 weeks, I just like literally sat on the ground and was staring at the ceiling, knowing that I'll never see the money ever again. I was like, fuck. So Then I just ended up investing it into a few other projects, and like that was during the summer. I just worked all the time during the summer and just ended up having nothing to my name. And then I was just, oh shit, like, okay, let's go to university. And that was the time that I got myself introduced to the digital marketing and all of these things. But I haven't really been approaching them either way as a full priority, because you can only have one priority. That's important just to state that. You don't really have many priorities. You only have one priority of the thing that you're actually working on. And like, that's the thing. You can't really have multiple things you're working on. You have one thing, and it's going to take at least 3 years. And even me right now, like, just the perspective that I have on things is like, oh sure, like, I'm giving myself, like, I just really want to start something that I'm going to be working on for the next 6 years. And the biggest thing that I'm deciding about is just, okay, should I just go myself and go full out bonkers and just raise capital and be a fucking idiot and just do that for like the 6 years and just pursue a very big opportunity? Because I know quite a lot of people who have done that. Guys raising like 20 million here, or like another guy raising like 80 million or 110 million, I'm not sure. Met him quite a few months ago, and just going this way, or just going full out into cash flow businesses and then just kind of turning myself into a fucking superstar. So yeah, we're gonna see about that. But yeah, it's just like, shit, like, you're doing great in business, bro. Ah, fucking congratulations. But you haven't really seen your senior sister for, and your entire family for a fucking entire year. Oh, that's a different thing. These are the things that not many people really think of, and that you just kind of have so much fucking overhead on your head that you just have to be keeping your eye on a lot. Should, like, have these expenses to pay, these people to pay as well. And it's just a matter of level. It's like, oh shit, like, we're gonna scale it to the next level and stuff. But on the other hand, it's just the thing that kind of makes you proud in a way. Like, oh shit, like, we've done that, like, look at that. So you just will have to face all your fucking fears that you have. You become a different person if you face your fears. That's one thing that I'm gonna imply. Me taking 2 months off, or maybe 1 month off, I'm gonna pretty see about this. I just kind of want to have it like a, not a new beginning and stuff, but I just kind of want to really take my time off and just kind of regroup with a lot of things. There's quite a chance that it might derail me as fuck. just literally derail me as fuck. In terms of getting back on track with all the things I'm working on and just kind of really getting started and working on something in the long term. Because right now, like, all the things weren't really long term, and even my commitment, like, just being very honest up front and stuff, it has never been 100%. It has never been 100%, because I've always had the school, like, I'm still in school, like, bro, like, just let's freaking relax. And anytime that I tried to onboard more work for myself, I ended up just kind of pushing school down the road, and it has suffered and stuff. And just, I was like freaking out, like, oh shit, like, what I'm gonna do with my life. So yeah, I kind of ended up pushing that as well. So right now it's a pretty much time just to go fucking full out, or yeah, just being very, I kind of also need to get myself into a position where I will be able to make the decision to not go and pursue the master's, because I have even prolonged my contract to be living here in Vienna for next year. I'm right now just being super freaking tired of this place, and it's like 35 degrees in my room. I'm just hating it at all. Not being able to produce anything during the day. I'm just like out. But this happens every time during the year. It's just gonna get super hot in here and you can't really do anything. So, what else to speak about? In a way, if you have no one in your life, just speaking like this, if you just start recording episodes to you, for yourself, just kind of documenting your journey, at least in podcasts, if you don't really want to show your face and stuff, it kind of helps you feel that you have a person on the other side of the screen that's gonna, or even like for yourself, that you just kind of are able to talk through things and not just kind of hold them inside yourself, because kind of sometimes it might be driving you crazy when you have a lot of things to think about. So yeah, like for me, like it's even a feeling of status. Like, gosh, like there have been many people in the past just really doubting me in terms of my academic capabilities and stuff, and just getting myself accepted here. Like it's the best marketing degree in the world, and they're not taking many people in. I'm just like, oh shit, like let's go on fucking food and drunk. But at the same time, I'm just feeling like, oh shit, like I'm getting fucking old. Like literally, it's one of the biggest things that I'm thinking about every single day. Like shit, I'm fucking 22 years old. Like, where are all the dreams that I've always wanted to be doing? Like they're these big dreams that I've had and that I've even forgot. Like I've once had this big vision of all the things I wanted to be pursuing in my life, and I didn't really pursue it because I went into university. And right now, like literally 5 months, I've spent like 80 hours of schoolwork in 5 months, 80 hours, nothing else. And I have it tracked, and we've gotten ourselves nowhere. So I have to call the shots. I have to kind of make a decision to go full out bonkers and just pursue my entrepreneurial dreams. And I know that whenever I just kind of decide to leave and not get back here anymore, I won't really be able to do that anytime else in my life, which is also kind of a decision that I'm pursuing. Like, oh shit, like you kind of become quite a high value man when you just graduate from a high level university, and even in terms of your dating opportunities and stuff, it kind of gets upgraded. Not telling myself that I'm a freaking big dater, but I literally, if you fucking spend eight months alone in a fucking room, you don't really have that much chances to get yourself into great opportunities. That's the way I would summarize it. Yeah, I guess not things that many people would share in these episodes, but I just kind of wanted to be more honest than I guess anyone else on the internet. In a way that the biggest thing is that you're responsible for your results. If you're not producing results, the only person that you can blame is yourself, no one else. And you just kind of suck it up. If it sucks, then it sucks. And then you just have to do the work. That's it. But yeah, right now, I guess I just need to take some time off. I wanted to take some time off from everything and just kind of get myself into a MK2 setup. That's going to be just, we're fucking full out executing on all the tasks I want to be executing on. We are pursuing a vehicle that can actually get myself to wherever the heck I want to actually get. And like that's the main goal, that we're not just pursuing the short-term pleasures, but we're actually just going for the big kill right away, straight up. And yeah, like that's the thing that we are here to achieve. So you just literally get yourself into the arena. That's I guess the biggest opportunity, that would our biggest learning point that I will get to my younger version of myself. Like just stop beating the bush with some bullshit and just telling yourself like next week is gonna be the perfect time just to fucking start. Just make the fucking decision and just start fucking right now. Like whatever the big dream of yours is, just get yourself to fucking gym if you want to get shredded, and just get workout done despite not knowing shit about anything, shit about fuck. Like just bro, get yourself to a fucking gym and do the most that you can, like the hardest motherfucking workout that you can do, like regardless of not knowing how to do shit, like just do a fucking workout. Put a timer for 60 minutes and just spend 60 minutes there working out. That's gonna take you much fucking further ahead than anything else that you could have imagined. In terms of university, speaking like in itself, in terms of employment, in terms of everything else that we as a humanity figured out in the last fucking 100 years, it's the best way, at least for now, how the society is organized. If you have any other argument against this, then just think about the fact that we as human beings are on our planet for at least few million years, considering our ancestors as well. Just think about this fact. Like, we've made more progress in the last 20 years than we've made as a humanity in the last millions of years. And the only fact how we've been able to do this is because we have systems, and employment is a system where you essentially align other people to be working on your projects and just kind of fulfilling a certain task that you need them to fulfill. It makes sense. So employment is great. Like everything else is great. Like the system for sure, it's not perfect, but we're getting into perfection soon. We are producing so much fucking innovation that it's even hard to stay like Apple Vision Pro, and like you can just like you can really even name all the upgrades that we as a humanity created for ourselves. It's just literally been going crazy. And even for myself, like for sure, there's a certain prestige and certain feeling of proudness that I have, like, oh shit, like we've really finished that, like that's great. So but at the same time, it's just like, oh shit, like I could have spent 3 years just doing something else, and now even facing the decision of like shit, like do I want to have a fully paid out paid for master's degree and just doing whatever the fuck I want for 2 years, or just do I want to go full out and actually pursue my vision and stuff. And like also with the knowledge of knowing that, I mean, just gonna be very honest, at least with my current predisposition after working 3,500 hours without taking a single break, I just literally feel that that thing won't really make any significant difference in the quality of my life rather than degrade it. But it will be just a feeling of like just really accomplishing a certain thing in a similar way. Like as the people go to Mount Everest, like they're fucking not doing that just to feel better about themselves. They're not doing that just to, oh, I'm going to be fucking healthier. I'm going to go to Mount Everest. Like shit, bro. Like one out of the, I'm not sure how many, like 8% of people that climb Mount Everest die. Like mortality rate. Right, Mount Everest. Yeah, like 6.5% mortality rate. Or you go and climb fucking K2. You have 23% mortality rate. So if you have four friends, like there's a great chance that one of the four people that you're coming up there with won't really come back. So yeah, just kind of thinking about these things that it's much more about just doing something for you, for yourself that you really wanted to accomplish, just getting yourself up to speed and accomplishing all the things that you ever wanted to accomplish. But just about your personal life, I'm just, yeah, it's a whole different thing. And it's a whole, but it kind of makes sense because it's like in terms of speaking as a male, as a straight male, just to be politically correct right now, like there's kind of big game in terms of status. Men try to acquire status just to be able to just upgrade their dating, or at least prehistorically, I'm not taking this information for myself, this is something that I've learned from great materials. Like just really men are searching for status, like oh shit, like men want to have status so that they have better dating opportunities, and that's the reason why they're doing all the stuff that they're doing. So that's, I guess, the summary that I would really give you. I'm going to take 3 months off. I already have the plan of the things that I want to be doing. And I guess just make the hard decisions and go for the thing that you want to accomplish in your life. And that's the only thing that matters. Great thing is to just kind of speak to, like, imagine if there would be an older version of yourself and he would be just kind of asking you questions, and there was one decision that was actually making, it was about just really essentially quitting the work or the contractor work that I'm delivering for a friend of mine and just going full out into my projects. And I've just been really rethinking it quite a lot. And like the thing that has essentially helped me was speaking to the older version of myself. Like, you wanted to, just to summarize the conversation that I had with the older version of myself, like even though it might sound really spooky and weird, but like essentially that was the thing that really enticed me to just make the decision. Meaning that, yeah, sure, like I have a certain amount of cash in the bank and I have like literally right now with time just to make something happen. Just dropping everything that I have and just, okay, like just building a plane once you're just jumping out of your parachute, jumping out of, yeah, like you jump out of of a cliff and you're just building yourself an airplane while you're falling down. Anyway, the thing that has kind of enticed me to do that was just a discussion that I had with the older version of myself, and it was just really asking the question, like, okay, how long has it been that you've kind of wanted to make this decision, or just like really go all on into something that you wanted to launch yourself? And the answer was like, oh shit, like it's been really quite a long. And this has been like kind of the biggest driving point for me. Like, okay, just like if you've been really thinking about it for such a long period of time, there is not going to be a better position that you could get yourself in just right now, just to launch it. So yeah, that was just kind of the breakdown or the 2 cents that I've received on that. So if I should just kind of update you about the stuff and how is that going? We are currently I just kind of have to make quite a lot of decisions in a very short period of time, which is stressing me out in terms of actually telling myself, like, okay, shit, we're not going to be doing the 10th best marketing degree in the world. I'm just going to just not do it at all, and rather just focus on these things. And yeah, we're just going to go full out into these things and just going to moving them forward. Moving from Vienna and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm not 100% sure about what decisions I make. Me watching this in December, or perhaps like even when I'll be like 35 years old or 85 years old, I'll already have everything figured out. Hopefully I'll be around that time just so that I'm able to just watch what happened. Other than that, just kind of be fucking brave. The more brave you are, the more you know what you want to accomplish in the first place, the greater your chances of actually achieving something. So be brave, know what you want to accomplish, and be the baddest motherfucker out there. Be willing to outwork everyone else. And there, and me, even like in terms of myself, like just not consumption, but truly creation, like just create. Don't only consume stuff, not thinking that you need, the world really gives you the feeling that you need anything else just to feel complete or to be ready to actually start doing something, start executing, but there's nothing else that will really prepare you for you to be able to go out there and crush it. Like, it's just you right now, there's nothing else. You just kind of have to tell yourself, like, okay, even though shit sucks, you suck right now, you just kind of have to go there and just start executing all the things that you wanted to be doing in the first place. So yeah, I guess I'll leave you with this here. For me, having the AC turned off and just speaking to you, it's blazing hot inside here, despite me being in a tank top. And right now, after a long time, I'm gonna go for a walk, just see the beautiful city of Vienna at like 11 p.m. Tomorrow, I have my one class university where I have to be present Friday. Today is Wednesday, so Thursday one class, Friday one class, Monday one class as well. And then we are pretty much 100% finished with this crap and just ready to start executing on all this stuff. The only thing that you can kind of do is just make your bets. And it's like a game of chess that you kind of like, okay, have a certain understanding or certain idea of which next steps you should be taking, and then you're just gonna make them and go ahead with that. So yeah, I will leave you with this here, and do whatever you want with that. I'm just gonna, the more you do, the better you get. That's the biggest precondition that I have. And the best way for me to relax, inspired by Bill Gates, is to just kind of read books. So I'm going to do that right now. Perhaps reading one more book until the end of the day, until morning or stuff. And yeah, just never forget your vision. Always have your vision in front of everything, what you're doing. Despite things being blurry or looking blurry, you can always turn things around. And I will need to turn my fitness around because I'm just getting really, really fat without really wanting to do that. So yeah, just gonna be grateful for what you have while just being the badass motherfucker out there striving to get what you know is yours. So it was great recording this episode. I'm gonna catch you later. I believe it's gonna be tomorrow, so I'm just gonna be excited about that, and catch you later, guys.